Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Tuesday the 27th of August and greetings from Portugal. We're actually doing this 3D Thoughts from the Algarve and hope everybody back in the UK yesterday had a great bank holiday and also a quick happy birthday to Haya Gatdula over at the Home of Service. I had a great day yesterday, Haya. And let's get cracking with our 3D Thoughts and idea one. Interesting research to suggest that the uptake in the internet and how we use it. As many as 36 million adults in the UK aged 16 and above are using the internet on a daily basis. And that actually now accounts for 73% of all adults in the country. And what's quite interesting is that that's actually gone up from 20 million since 2006 when the Office for National Statistics first started doing this. And I think a very interesting trend is, according to their survey, that percentage of adults accessing the internet through mobile phone soared to 53% this year from just 24% in 2010. Is your business geared up to actually deal with that? Idea two is to develop this. And it's news that First Direct have been named as the most popular bank again. Some research actually highlights that 93% of responses said that their service was great, 6% okay, 1% poor. This compares to, for example, HSBC, which bizarrely owns First Direct, 44% great, 42% okay, 15% poor. First Direct have done it again. They consistently do it. And what's going to be very interesting soon here in the UK is that we've actually got a new law coming out that says you have to be able to change banks within a week. Therefore, I can't help thinking lots more people are going to start switching. Can the banks actually step up to the mark and actually start doing this? But more importantly, what do your customers think? How many of your customers would say your service was great? Why don't you ask them? And idea three is to do something about this. It's 50 years ago tomorrow that Martin Luther King made that speech in Washington, D.C., on August 28, 1963, standing in front of the Lincoln Memorial before an estimated 250,000 people of all races, he proclaimed, "I have a dream." Speech that created an amazing buzz. News of it spread around the world, and that was always before email, social media, and 24-hour news. And it made a real impact on America and the world. And though clearly there is still some way to go, it's quite clear that key elements of his dream have actually been made into reality. And I often use Martin Luther King's "I Have a Dream" speech as a great example in my presentations of getting that vision thing. It's a fundamental characteristic of 3D businesses. And I think it's worth pointing out that winning leaders create a vision that stimulates, excites, and inspires people. And I think it's worthwhile pointing out that Martin Luther King did not stand up and say, "I have a strategic business plan and a cash flow forecast." And there were no pie charts and there were no PowerPoint presentations. He painted a picture of the future that crucially got people to buy into that picture. And what I thought I'd just do with you very quickly, share with you five other quotes from Martin Luther King, just to show you how this stuff actually works. One, a genuine leader is not a searcher for consensus, but a moulder of consensus. It's about getting buy-in to what you do. Almost always, the creative, dedicated minority has made the world better. Tap into those creative people. Who are the ones who could help you? All progress is precarious, and the solution of one problem brings us face to face with another problem. No one said it was going to be easy. Prepare yourself for the issues, challenges, and problems. We must use time creatively. This is about thinking and working strategically. Identify, overcome those problems, and take time to think. And idea five, take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step. That's about doing something. So how do you measure up? Have you got that vision thing? Go on, do something. Have a great week. Bye.